Donations from listeners like you are critical to our operations. Please give generously to this year's funding drive.
This is CKCU 93.1 FM in the nation's capital.
And that was Cheryl Bear, Sacred Assembly, from her album The Good Road. And then followed by a couple of All Saints Day tunes, because today is All Saints Sunday on the Christian calendar. First is Arthur Wachnick, The Saints, from his album Let Us Run. He's from the Toronto area. And New World Sun from the Niagara region of Ontario. That was Calling All Saints from their album Roots Revolution, one of their earliest works. I'll now introduce Tony Koppel. He has a special message today. He and his wife Lorianne were former CKCU hosts of the programs Window of Opportunity and the show Over My Head. They are currently missionaries in South Africa. Now I'll pass the mic all the way over to Tony.
Hello, Dave. This is Tony Koppel. And thank you for the opportunity to contribute to a forthcoming Over My Head program. We used to be on that show for the benefit of new listeners. Just like you, we were hosts of Over My Head, each of us, for more than a decade each. And what a wonderful time we had doing that. And now we are in South Africa on a three-year mission trip. We've been here for almost 3 years, spreading the word. And I'll tell you a little bit about the mission. But today, the main purpose of this call is to encourage listeners to Over My Head not to dial and donate, because I don't think you can do that any longer, but to go on to ckcufm.com, where you can very, very easily make a donation towards the station at this particular time when it is so needed. The annual funding drive for Over My Head is an institution in Ottawa, and having been part of many of them, I know that it is vital to the health of the station, but I also believe that it's vital to the Ottawa community. I think that the value that is provided by CKCU into the community of Ottawa is worth every cent that you can possibly drum up. It is such an important institution in Ottawa life. It is unsung. It is not celebrated very often in places like the local press. It should be. There have been some articles, but it is almost like an adrenaline shot in the arm of Ottawa, a democratic institution that allows people of talent to contribute, to be show hosts, to be guests on shows, and to really add to all the good vibe that is Ottawa. What a wonderful institution, been running for more than 40 years. And given the continued generosity of the community, there's no reason why it shouldn't run for another 40 years. It's been hard hit by the lockdown, of course. That necessitated significant changes in the way programs are put out, mostly now being done from people's homes and with a skeleton staff in the studio, making sure that the actual programs go out. Now, at times like this, the internet has been totally crucial. It is actually a whole lot easier to listen online than it is on radio, if you have the necessary equipment, if you have a Wi-Fi and a laptop or even a phone. And certainly from here in South Africa, it's the only way to listen. What you might like to know is whether we do tune in to CKCU from South Africa. And the answer is absolutely we do. There are tens of thousands of internet radio stations out there, but the one that we're most familiar with and the one which is part of our lives is CKCU. So it tends to get the lion's share of the listening. What's perhaps particularly interesting is the time delay. We are 6 hours ahead of you, so Whereas some programs that we particularly enjoy, such as the Overnighters and Over My Head and early morning programs, mean you have to get up early, particularly on a Sunday in Ottawa. We don't have that problem any longer. We can listen to Over My Head at 2 p.m. Any Sunday afternoon, and frequently do. What's fascinating to me is how some people you didn't even realize were Christian artists have turned out to be so in the end. Many artists out there, their normal fan base doesn't realize that they're Christians. And I want to give an example of George Harrison, who died 20 years ago, but in the last months of his death, he actually turned to Christianity and rededicated his song, My Sweet Lord, to the only Sweet Lord. So good for George. What a wonderful musician. But to know that he is in the Christian camp. And according to the rules of Over My Head, the program plays music by people who have, at some stage in their lives, if not all of their lives, been Christian and wanted to promote the Christian message. And so in theory, I think, Dave, you could even play all Beatles music now. And certainly George Harrison's solo music on Over My Head. Wouldn't that be interesting? I speak as a dedicated long-term Beatles fan. So I really want to encourage other listeners to Over My Head, wherever you are. Maybe you're also in South Africa like me, or maybe you're in different parts of the globe, and of course those in Ottawa. It is essential that we keep this station going and on the air and flourishing. You can't dial and donate, but you can go online and you can make your donation that way. Please be generous. Please appreciate the effort that is put into making these programs, the research, the hours of preparation, getting just the mix of music that the show hosts feel is most appropriate and most enjoyable. And please thank them with your hard-earned cash. Put some of it towards CKCU and particularly to this program, Over My Head. It is something that it's a gift, which is an investment. It's not just something that's going to fly out the window and you'll never hear more about it. Every time you listen to the program, you will know that part of your contribution has gone into making that piece of broadcasting happen. Here in South Africa, you may be listening to a news broadcast on one of the excellent news stations, and they'll end up with a Christian song or a gospel song. It's perfectly legit here to mix Christian music in with secular music. Everybody here knows a lot more about Christianity than typically people do in Canada. It's an 80% Christian country. They may not know too much in depth, but they certainly are aware of Jesus. And I'm talking at senior level in government and industry. Your local doctor is almost certainly going to turn out to be a believer. And that's one of the things that we love about being in South Africa. So although in a perfect world, Christian and secular music would be mixed on all media, thank you, CKCU, for allowing at least one and actually several programs to have lots of Christian content. That's great credit to CKCU. Long may you play. Long may you be available on the airways, and long may we be able to pick you up in foreign places like South Africa. Our plan is to come back to Canada around May of 2021. We'd have been coming back much sooner than that, but medical situations have got in the way. Both Laurianne and I have had conditions. She had cancer, I have TB, that mean we've applied for 6-month medical visas to allow us to get rid of those conditions completely. Although her cancer, we believe, is gone, but she has other conditions that are bad for her mobility, and so we're really not ready medically to come back to Canada yet, but hope to be there, as I say, in May 2021, and you never know, maybe we'll turn up on air occasionally on Over My Head. God bless you all.
Thank you, Tony Koppel. If you want to get in touch with us, you can contact us through the playlist at ckcufm.com. We have an interactive feature on the playlist. You can also email us at omh93@yahoo.com. Our Twitter account is at overmyheadckcu. Once again, the way to support us during Funding Drive is at ckcufm.com. Look for the donation form. You can make your donation there. And thank you very much for those who have supported the station so far. And we welcome, and if you've not donated before, again, the way to do that is at ckcufm.com.